This is Mike Osborne for WMOT News. The average American farmer is now 58 years old, and farmers 65 and older are the fastest growing segment of the population. It's a troubling trend signaling big changes ahead for American agriculture as aging farmers retire. A new report from the U.S. Census Bureau suggests what some of those changes might look like here in Tennessee and across the country.
So I'm going to just run through and pull this stuff off.
Adrienne Gibson works a few acres of land in the rolling hills north of Knoxville. She's something of a novelty in Tennessee. Female and a minority, Gibson is succeeding in an industry dominated by white men.
This is a nice mountain.
Gibson makes a living from her tiny operation by using the community-supported agriculture, or CSA, model of farming. She raises food for a handful of contract customers who pay in advance.
Well, we have 23 CSA customers. They subscribe to supporting the farm, and in return, they get a weekly basket of vegetables from May through October.
New data from the U.S. Census Bureau suggests the number of minority farmers working American soil is expanding rapidly. The data also suggests U.S. farms are getting smaller.
All right, you guys, let me show you how we're going to do these.
Nate Phillips teaches horticulture at Middle Tennessee State University. He says smaller farms are, in part, a reaction to changes in the way Americans think about their food.
This growing interest in where our food's coming from, what is the food quality, things like that. And I think we'll continue to see that increase.
Phillips says the interest in where food comes from is also attracting more young people into farming.
That was pretty cool.
I'm seeing a lot more students from Nashville or the cities that are coming in that didn't grow up around agriculture, weren't from an agricultural background, but have that interest.
Go, Gail. Come on.
Just a few years ago, farmer Brandon Witt was one of those MTSU students. His family's 1,800-acre, heavily mechanized Blackman community operation dwarfs Adrienne Gibson's tiny farm. But Witt's quickly adapting to the same customer trends. Rather than sell his hogs to commercial packers, he sells them right here in Middle Tennessee.
And we actually take that one step further here and actually have the meat processed and sell it directly off the farm here through our retail store and the local restaurants and grocery stores.
Witt says connecting directly with consumers also gives him a chance to educate them about the challenges farmers deal with every day.
That provides us an opportunity to have more direct connection with consumers and getting them out to the farm, teaching consumers about where that food comes from and, quite honestly, just how hard it is to get it there at the end of the day.
MTSU's Dr. Phillips considers it a positive development that the people who grow the food are beginning to look more like the people who consume the food.
I think that's great. It reflects our general society. It reflects what our communities are like around us, and I think that's a great thing for agriculture.
There's one trend that every American farmer can be pleased about. Census data shows that the value of food they produce rose more than 25% in just 6 years. Reporting from the Blackman community in Rutherford County, I'm Mike Osborne for WMOT News.